Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, dish and master bad boy. Oh, my God, is it hot.
Yeah.
It is so effing, MFing, C.
Ridiculous.
Sucking, M, mother, effing hot.
Yes.
I walk around. First off, I just...
I'm angry.
Yeah. I'm angry. I mean, it was... Now, here's the thing. Let me tell everyone a couple of things. First off, set a 100-year-old record. I'm always surprised, by the way, when they keep the... thanks, baby doll. A little coffee from Junior, I'm always surprised when they tell you about these records, you know, that are 150 years old, because I picture 150 years ago people just running around like ants bumping into each other like, what are you keeping right? You had a thermometer? What were you doing with it?
That long.
By the way, do we need a thermometer 50 years before air conditioning? Hey, here's how miserable you are.
Yeah.
Ezekiel, fantastic.
Well, it was all agricultural then. It really made a difference.
I know.
Now what the hell?
We can't control it.
Now we're
sort
just whining.
No, it's like having...
Then it was our food.
It's like having a remote and no TV for another 50 years. But the point is the record out here in Los Angeles, 100 years old.
Yeah.
You don't see that too much. They'll do stuff where it broke a record from 1978 or something like that.
Yeah.
Not into the 18s.
Yeah.
Over 100. 18, like 94.
Wow.
I didn't even know there's people in California.
Yeah.
Okay. 100 years old plus, and not only did we break the record, we shattered it.
Yeah. This is April.
We broke the record by like 10 degrees.
Really?
So not only is the record over 100 years old, but we didn't beat it by 2 or 3 degrees. We beat it like almost 10 degrees.
Well, I'm at least gratified to know that you and I were right saying, hey, this is like, huh? April? Was that? What?
Nutty, cuckoo. Crazy, miserable hot.
Yeah.
Got home from work about 6 o'clock, went upstairs into my bedroom where the digital thermostat is. 92.
In your room, in your house.
Inside.
Yeah.
92 in the bedroom. And it was nap time for the Ace Man, too.
No.
And that's just now.
Yeah, that's bad.
Now there's trouble. Now there is trouble. All right. So they say it's going to cool off 20 degrees tomorrow. 20, not enough.
No.
70 degrees.
They owe me
nice.
A couple. Yeah, they owe me a snowstorm or something.
Oh, all I can say is sometime in August, it better dip into the 40s.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
We will not be even.
I'm with you.
Because it is unimaginably brutally hot. Kathy?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes.
It's good to know at least you were working outside during all this.
What's
and
that?
In front of hot lights. That's good.
All right. Let's go. Kathy?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I have been together for a little less than a year, and he still hasn't been able to give me an orgasm. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering if there's something wrong with me or what I can do differently to help.
Have you ever had one?
Yes.
How did you have one before?
By myself.
Okay, that's good. And you are not on medications now or anything like that?
No.
And can you do what you did to yourself as part of the whole ritual with you and your boyfriend? How about
you can
bringing that?
But will
into
it
that?
Work?
We've tried it before. I know it, and I haven't been able to.
Yeah, I see. Here's
that's
the whole,
weird.
Here's
that's
the
not a man's thing.
I know, but it's a
it's
woman's.
Weird.
A woman's thing is a woman can diddle herself, have an orgasm on her own. Then when the guy's there, can diddle herself while the guy's doing his thing, and it helps. But it's not going to finish her off. What the hell is that? You know what I mean? It's like. What if there was some way, like, all right, well, you masturbate, you know, you can have an orgasm when you're on your own. Now, somehow, magically, maybe you have two penises. You can masturbate and receive oral sex as a male. Not going to orgasm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, no, what? No, you do it twice as fast. Maybe less. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's right. It's unthinkable.
You could
pick your poison.
Yeah.
No matter what, it's going to happen.
Yeah. I've had it up to here with the heat and you women. Kathy?
Yes.
Okay.
So, how about, has he tried oral sex with you?
Yes.
And does he know what he's doing with that?
I think so.
Mm, all right.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Feels good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, you're 20.
He's got to spend, how long has he sort of diligently applied himself?
To trying to make me have one?
With the oral sex.
I'd say like 6 months maybe.
No. When he's each episode, what's the longest period of time he's a...
Probably like 10 minutes, 5 minutes.
Quadruple down on that. And maybe that will bring it around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He needs to really, it's like the first time you do anything, it's not, you're not as efficient at it as maybe down the line a bit. It takes a little longer.
You can't bum rush the vulva, mm-hmm. as my grandfather used to say. What was the temperature in Wisconsin today, Kathy?
About 45 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something. If I could have just stood in Wisconsin, I would have paid $1,500 an hour just to stand there. Well, I wouldn't have taken a whole hour. I stood there for like 20 minutes.
Paid
like $450.
Yeah.
It was so oppressively, brutally, can't escape it kind of hot today. Mm-hmm. It was like when you stepped outside of your car, your house, or wherever you were, it was like being punished. It was like God was like just punishing you. Mm-hmm. It was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
In the city, 100. Normally in the city, it's a good 10, maybe 12 degrees cooler than it is over in the valley.
Downtown Los Angeles.
102 downtown. And just, you know, in general in Hollywood on this side of the hill, as they say. Into the hundreds in Hollywood.
How was it up at the new house there? Was it a little cooler?
It was brutal.
Brutal up there, too.
The Hollywood was hotter. I mean, here's the whole thing. In the doggiest days of summer, Hollywood gets to 98.
Yeah, the worst.
Hollywood, downtown, airport, 102. What is that? All right, let's go. Let's have it snow or something. I'm already pre-miserable for the summer, Drew.
Yeah, I don't think it's not even pre. We're just in.
You know what I'm going to get? I should just break down and do it now. I'm going to get one of those John Travolta suits.
Space suit?
Yeah, the boy in the plastic bubble.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll go with you.
I'm going to start moving around like those hamsters do when they had the little habit trail wheel.
No, just carry the little air conditioning unit in your left hand, the briefcase.
Oh, yeah.
And then you
I'll be like a shuttle astronaut I'm heading out. Heading out to the launch pad.
That's good.
All right. And it'll be good for colds and stuff, too.
Huh.
Plus, if I got to make, just make. Who's going to know? Amy?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
First of all, I love you, Adam, just so you know.
Thanks, baby.
In August, I had an abortion. And now I'm, like, having all these crazy dreams.
About what? Mm.
Like, about my kid, but I don't think it was going to be just one kid. Like, I think I was going to have four kids, and then one of them was going to die, like, right after they were born, and so I was only going to have three, and then just, like, craziness, and, like, I can see them, and, like, I don't know.
Well, there's a couple things here. I was reading some article in a reputable medical journal that was talking about abortions, and they went to great length to talk about how there's no such thing as post-abortion syndrome in women. How dare we suggest such a thing? And unfortunately, this thing has been so politicized that we're not allowed to discuss about what actually happens to women. I rarely meet a woman that doesn't have some sort of very intense reaction to the abortion. It seems far, far greater than any psychological or guilt or grief. It's almost like something's been ripped out of you and you feel a sense of loss and then a grief reaction that follows on the heels of that.
Well, it's an interesting question you pose, because all we ever do as a society is argue about when does life begin, and is it an act against God, and should women have the right to, and you can't control her womb. It's all that, but we never, as per usual, never look at the psychological ramifications of the whole thing.
What happens to the woman? Just realistically, what happens?
Now, listen, look, first off, woman could have a nervous breakdown watching an episode of The Bachelor.
But
You know what I'm saying? They're not wired right. Imagine.
Let's say a more positive note.
Well, here's what I'm saying. You know, they get PMS and they fall apart.
Every time I do a patient's history, listen to this. I'll go, how many times have you been pregnant?
Four times. Hold on. Would you listen to me?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't take much for a woman to come undone a little
so,
bit. This is huge.
This is a big deal.
Yes.
And every history I take of a woman, I'll go, how many times have you been pregnant? Four times. How many deliveries? One. I go, what happened to the other three? They will not look me in the eye. They nearly tear up. They have this huge reaction. They go, I they're terminated. You know, like, they can't even. It's like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. I understand you. You took it. It's not like I'm going to judge or anything. It's just like, hey, you chose to do that. That's fine.
You judge a little.
No,
a
but
little.
The point is that it's not because of me. They're having a huge reaction to just even thinking about what they've done. And think about it. Let's flip it around the other way. Think of the drive that women have to have children. I mean, if a man had to risk his life to have a child or go through what a good pregnancy even is, there would be no further human species.
Right.
No man would go through that. Yes. There's no drive for that.
A couple of gay guys, maybe.
No, but there's no, you know what I mean? There's no drive. There's nothing.
Yeah, the gay guys would do it just to piss their dads off. But yeah.
But you know what I'm saying. Yeah. There's no drive. And so women have a very powerful drive to do it. And then when that drive is sort of thwarted, it makes sense that there'd be a reaction, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Amy, so what's going on? You're having one of those reactions.
Is it going to go away?
It is going to go away, but if you're really troubled by it, you can get a depression, and the depression can be biologically based, not psychologically based. It's a very intense sort of biological change.
So. Or maybe both.
Well, it's going to go away.
When's it going to go away?
That was
Are you
Anderson.
Mormon?
What was
All
that?
Right. Amy, look.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have been cutting myself for like 3 years.
Hold on a second. I was about to say, also, when you take a look at the group of young teenage girls who gets pregnant, they're already sort of precarious, has an abortion or not, but yeah, they're already sort of precariously balanced emotionally.
Maybe a sub-selected group.
Yeah. I like to just think this a little, they got a little extra
energy.
They got a few extra pairs of slacks in their steamer trunk already. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. And I think Amy's a cutter.
Amy, now that is absolutely, you need to see somebody. Okay?
Well, I've been in therapy for like the last couple of years and like,
all right. Well,
nobody's been doing anything to help me. They're just like ignoring me and letting
Then you go in there and you do some work. You go in there and tell them how you're feeling. You talk about this abortion. You lay a piece of yourself down with this in the relationship with the therapist.
Amber.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
You're 24.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi, Adam. Hi, Dr. Drew. I had a question for Dr. Drew. Okay, it's kind of an embarrassing problem. I have this body odor problem, and I've been noticing it, like, just as of maybe a few years ago.
You notice your own
phone.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. I got to go on a quick jag here, Drew.
All right.
Just very quick.
All right.
I notice when I stink. I can tell.
You never stink, though.
I rarely stink, but I do notice when I do stink. Mm. And there are plenty of people out there that got some serious funk going, and it's offensive funk.
Most of them don't know it.
Don't not crap on my point.
But strangely enough, you know what I mean? The ones that really need to know it are the ones that don't seem to.
I know, but they don't know it because they're sort of conveniently out of it, or they're just noses where someone dumped acetic acid into their nostrils and then took a blowtorch to it. When they're in junior high, I mean, how do they not know how badly they stink? And furthermore, hey, if secondhand smoke can be, cause to tell someone to move down the street, when do we start addressing this?
I've seen how you relate to your farts.
A cup. And
you
I lift
you,
and waft.
You enjoy the smell.
Yes.
This putrefying, disgusting sense that comes out of you. So other people might just, maybe they don't even enjoy them, they just don't notice them, their own stuff.
I'm just saying, you get into a cab with one of those guys, and it's like, holy S. Mm. Hey, Amber?
Exactly.
All right, now smelly chick is, that's wild. See, to me, the smell is, it's 90% who it's coming from. You see that, like, if I got into a cab with the crazy Middle Eastern guy and it didn't smell to high hell, I would be surprised and put off. Probably nervous.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I got to get out of this. I'm getting spooked
here. Something's wrong.
What's up? Yeah, but when a chick really stinks, it's weird.
And this is an armpit type thing?
No, I don't know where. Like, it's mostly... I'm not sure, because it's not just it from there, my underarms. It's like I can take 3 showers a day, and it's still...
Well, where's it coming from? Just everywhere?
I'm not... you know, I maybe my pores, I'm thinking, because I
used... it's not like a vaginal smell.
No.
Write this down.
And it's not, you don't have any sort of medical problem, you know, a colostomy bag or something. You know,
no, well, I was wondering if it could be a medical problem, because, like, I used to drink a lot, and I used to do drugs.
What drugs?
And I'm thinking, I used to drink, like, hard alcohol.
What drugs did you do?
I used to do speed.
How long ago did you last do speed?
I did it for about 5 years.
How long ago did you last do it?
Wait a second. My God, does she have trouble tracking questions?
I know, she's still doing speed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And it's been...
She's not hit one question yet.
And the deal with speed...
Where's the smell coming from? My poor...
Speed get they have strange preoccupations. Speed.
When did you stop doing the drugs? I did hard alcohol.
This is sort of a version of Picker syndrome. They start, they start picking at their skin.
Amber.
They think things are in their skin. And
please tell me you're high.
Right now?
Yes.
No.
Because you do not track well at all.
What do you mean?
See what I mean?
Yeah.
No, every question we've asked you, you don't answer it. You're sort of in the neighborhood, but you don't answer the question
at all.
How
long ago did you last do speed?
Six months ago.
You haven't done any speed in 6 months?
Yeah.
Anything else you're taking?
No. No, not right now.
Okay.
Not right this second, but have you been taking other stuff recently?
Like drugs?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
How are you staying sober?
I just, because I notice the problem is more so when I do it, so I'm trying to not.
Yeah, I think this is a delusional thing. You can get very, very strange delusions when you're on speed.
Yeah.
You can start thinking there's bugs under your skin, glass on your skin. You'll pick your like Adam with his eye almost at picking at stuff, and
you
can start. What?
You think it's in my head?
I suspect.
Is, does anyone
like a kidney problem? Because
no. Well, there is something called Fetor that you can get from chronic kidney failure. It's called, but it's kind of a fruity smell. You can also get it from diabetes out of control.
That sounds lovely. Does anyone else complain about your smell?
Not the people close to me. No.
I keep hearing a smoke alarm.
I'm hearing a smoke detector.
It's
too.
Way out in the distance.
Amber, move toward the smoke detector.
Seriously. We're, it'll make your smells get better.
Are you moving toward it?
Seriously. Are you guys?
We are dead serious.
Move toward your smoke detector.
This isn't funny.
And if it goes off?
Just move toward it.
We're testing our sensory skills.
Yes.
A challenge to ourselves.
Are you standing under it?
No.
Should not move.
All right, just shut up. Why do we even talk to people, Drew? Why do we talk to people?
So other people can learn.
Leave us alone, everybody.
So other people can learn.
I got plenty of stuff to talk about. I don't need you.
That's why they need to call.
Just listen, Amber...
Amber needs some treatment. She's got some real serious problems.
Amber needs some therapy, and here's the
other
thing.
She may have some biological injuries from the speed. You can get permanent injuries from speed.
Amber, I don't know why this is reminding me of this, but Amber needs to know that there's a lot of learning to do.
24.
Yeah, well, what I mean is all right, here's what I want to say.
Well, it didn't go away.
People just sort of have this sort of take, which is, look, I am who I am, and people are who they are, and everyone is just who they were and who they are and who they're ever going to be.
That's total BS.
I know, but it seems like every idiot who calls a show just sort of feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, here's who I am. That's just how I am. And most people are that way.
It's sort of someday I hope we have a more enlightened view of ourselves.
Yes, here's the thing about Amber. Amber certainly has potential, but has quite a few deficiencies as well.
Mm-hmm.
With some therapy, with some, I don't know, exercise, with a little spirituality, with whatever. Whatever it's going to take for her could probably turn herself into quite a productive and interesting and articulate person. That ain't her now, mm-hmm. and she doesn't seem like that's what she's interested in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be good because everyone can be that. I here's what I think it is. I think people sort of vastly oversimplify everything. Mm-hmm. I think they just look at Dr. Drew, or they look at the principal, their high school, or they look about at anybody, a rock star, or someone on television. I was going to say Engineer Chris, but no, it's, And they just go, well, that's just who they are.
Right.
They don't realize
that... They've dropped on Earth, that's who you are.
Yeah, and they realize, well, you know, Dr. Drew wasn't always a doctor. Sure, he was in junior high at some point, whatever. But that's just always who he was or who he was going to be.
Right.
They don't realize that all this stuff is just a journey. Mm-hmm. And then there's plenty of opportunities along the way to just go south.
You and
go in another direction.
You and I both.
Not you, but me, yes.
Well, we've talked about what screwed up idiots we were when we were young males.
Yeah, yeah. You were a mess, but you were always on you had a trajectory.
Yeah, but that's heading trajectory. Toward being Dr. I was
Drew.
Constantly
not
ready
on
to
the
jump
radio,
off
Dr.
It.
Drew.
Yeah. Yeah. I had no interest in that. That was something that never was ever crossed my mind. And B, I was constantly thinking about jumping off and doing I don't know what.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking. Just like you're thinking about getting your huevos back from your old lady.
No, I don't think about that. I don't think about that.
All right, everybody, let's get better. Let me tell you another thing I don't like about the heat. Tell you about the heat. I'm going nuts over here because 102 goddamn degrees today in Los Angeles. Everything comes alive. The bugs start going nutty. Like, everything goes nutty. Like, I'm in my house today. I'm sitting at my computer, and a termite just goes flying right across my face and sticks right at the computer screen.
A termite?
Yeah, termite.
How weird is that?
Well, it's termite season, yeah. And they're like swarming and stuff, and they're flying around, and they're all over the place. Termite goes buzzing by. Then I'm standing in the kitchen. I got these wacky bugs up my house that kind of look like centipedes or something. They're crazy, and it just goes flying across the floor.
Silverfish.
You keep saying that.
No.
I know what a silverfish looks like.
I'm asking. No, okay.
No, you're not. And we got in this before.
Okay.
I'm telling you, not seeing this bug. You've never seen this bug.
Really?
It's crazy. I'll bring one in.
Yeah.
Here's never seen one anywhere else other than this house. Thing goes scurrying across the kitchen floor. Luckily, I hit it with a pot holder and stunned it, then tossed it in the toilet, then urinated on it, and then flushed it. But the point is it made a break. Like, it was making a break for something.
Yeah.
And then later on, there's a big old spider, like right as I was walking out, I'd cup it and throw it out the thing. But it's all of a sudden nature just pow. Stuff starts making noise. Stuff's buzzing around. What is it with all these goddamn insects? Where are they when it's, 75?
Slowed down.
I mean, were they buried? What do they do? It gets hot, and they're out.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Look
at the freeway. It happens to people, too.
I know. It's a disaster.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break, Drew.
Let's do it.
We'll, play a little Germany or Florida after this. Hey, everybody. That contained the law wouldn't allow it. Hey, everybody's love line. I'm Adam Carolla. Stop you over there. Phone number 1-800-LZ-19. What a new guest. And I'll tell you what a guest is. Guess, man. Five between the two hosts. Jerry Mantle from Survivor coming in there tomorrow night.
Your favorite TV show.
Lady, I love that television show. Tell you what, she'll be in here tomorrow night. Dish and Dirt just got self kicked off Survivor there. Dr. Drew and the Hizzy. Going to be Bam and Jarrett coming on here, coming up from MTV's Viva Bam, coming up on Thursday. Phone number 1-800-LV-191. Traffic weather coming up top of the air. I tell you, it was hot today, Drew. I got to tell you, about 102 degrees out there. All right, ready to hop back on the phones?
Germany or Florida?
Time to play a little Germany or Florida. Laura.
Hi.
20.
How are you guys?
Damn, play. Tell me about student better. Could they law wouldn't allow.
All right, I have a Germany or Florida for you guys.
Yeah.
Germany or Florida.
All right,
yeah.
Police stopped a 17-ton bulldozer weaving through the streets at 3 in the morning by jumping onto the vehicle, smashing the window, and spraying mace into the driver's face.
That's got to be Germany. That's Germany.
Very Floridian, but I think it's Germany.
It's already Germany.
Yeah.
It's already
Germany. Do you want
Germany.
Me to finish it, or do you want...
Yeah, go ahead, finish.
Okay, the police spokesman said the 28-year-old man was detained for drunk driving and may be charged with theft for taking the bulldozer on a 2.5-mile joyride Sunday after leaving a bar. One of the officers climbed into the moving vehicle, but the driver held the door shut. Only after the officer smashed the window and sprayed mace into his face did the driver stop. So, Germany or Florida...
Well, now, it sounds like Florida, except for if it was in the United States, the cops, all they could do was sort of
stand
their cars
and
drive very slowly behind it until the bulldozer eventually ran over an orphanage for retarded kids.
Right.
So I'm Florida, going Germany. Germany.
Yeah. Yep, it is Germany.
Yeah, I knew it was Germany because the cops did something.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. We have, thank you, Laura. Here, our cops can't do anything. We just, look, you want to get in a bulldozer, get in a van, get in a truck, and just go on a joyride, they can't do anything. They just have to drive behind you. 100 squad cars have to stay 100 feet behind you, and you can do your serpentine all the way through the valley, the city, wherever you want. You can cover thousands.
Hit a bulldozer if you want.
And whatever you want, doesn't matter. It's nothing.
Tank, whatever.
Nothing they can do.
It's that's good. Times.
Somehow we've decided. I don't know. It's the fakest part of all TV cop shows, that sort of no time for backup, I'm going in.
Yeah.
You see these stories on, like, Columbine and stuff. It's like, yeah, the cops are out there for an hour. They're not going in. Now there's a whole SWAT team. They're still not going in.
Yeah.
There may be a bomb in there. And meanwhile, the guys are just sort of, you know, killing everyone in the library execution style, and they're out on the lawn. Like, hey, we're not going in. It's a combination of, yeah, who the hell wants to run into a place while people are shooting,
right?
Number one. I mean, some of it's just sort of self-preservation instinct, but the other is just all the attorneys and all this stuff. No one does anything anymore. It's just call for a bunch of backups, send a bunch of dogs in, and if a guy takes off at something, we'll just follow him.
You've got to remember, good guys, bad guys. Bad guys, good guys. That's the basic philosophy of our culture right now.
What do you mean?
If you're a bad guy, you have all the rights.
Right.
You're a good guy. Everybody else is the man. It's the bad guy.
Yes. That's why we're going to Canada, Drew.
That's right.
Tammy?
Hello. Yes?
You're 25?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I've got a boyfriend, and he lies to me about just really basic things you shouldn't lie about. Like, for instance, his age.
His age?
And I knew that when we had first met, he wasn't, you know, as young as he said he was. And I'm like, okay, something's really fishy. I just didn't feel it. And 3 months later, I find out that he's actually older than he said he was, and I knew I should have walked away at that point, but...
No, wait a minute. Well, how old did he say he was?
Oh, he said he was 25.
And how old is he?
He's 30. And we've been together 2 years after that, so he was actually 27, going on 28, when he told me he was 25.
So he's only 2 years younger than he said he was.
Yes.
I mean, 2 years younger than he actually was. He said he was 2 years younger than he actually was.
Yeah.
All right. And what else he lied about?
And right now he's 30?
Yeah.
Yes.
What else he lied about? She's looking for stuff right now.
I know. Why? Well, I don't know why he would bother lying about 2 years, especially when you're both of the age of consent.
Right. But people that like to lie just lie about everything.
They do.
I have a huge problem trusting him. It's been a big crux in our relationship.
Has he done stuff?
What else has he done? Yeah.
Well, other things that he's done, well, of course, I guess if you're a bachelor, you like to, your favorite pastime could be porn. And he knows how strong I feel about that. Like, I'm really...
All right. And her name is Tammy, so we got trouble here. Tammy, second only to Cammy in the screwed up chick department thing. All right, what happened?
Well,
I don't care. I'm not interested in him. What'd your dad do to you?
Nothing.
Something. Come on.
Well, my dad wasn't really around when I was growing up, so I was raised by my maternal grandparents.
Whoa, where was your mom?
Well, she was not really there either. She was working, and, well, my parents were both in the military. And I grew up very detached from them, so I stayed with my grandparents a lot.
Wow, that's terrible.
And go ahead.
Of the four of them, who were the alcoholics?
None. My family's pretty clean.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't fit because this kind of lying is usually reserved for addicts.
I don't know. There could be just the
abandonment.
Yeah, the abandonment and the difficulty with intimacy.
Yeah.
And then maybe dad cheated on mom. Dad cheat on mom?
I don't know. Like, they're really private about that. Like, I think they did to each other. Like, right now, they're legally married, but they've been separated for a very long time, but they've never gotten a divorce.
Okay.
So I know that there were other people. I'm suspecting that there were, but I don't really, I'm beyond that now. I mean, I've grown up, and I'm like, all right, look, my childhood was how it was. I didn't really have either, but...
I understand, but how it was has left a dramatic imprint on how your brain works interpersonally.
Yeah.
And we need to kind of examine that a little bit.
Well, what's the guy do with porn?
Well, he'll lie to me about it. He'll be like, well, I wasn't looking at it. And then sometimes when I'm on his computer, I'll be like, okay, well, I'll check his internet search history, and I'll find, like, all of these sites that he's been visiting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, look, here's the thing. He's got to lie to you about it. I mean, because you'll get weird. He's trying to get away with something. It's like, sort of like, it's like a cop accusing somebody of lying. Like, he knew how fast he was going. He knew he was doing 80, but he told me he didn't notice. He was just, you know, of course, you just say whatever you got to say. You're getting busted, you know?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's, I don't like this guy. I don't necessarily trust him, but I also can see you're picking.
Do you think
you're
looking for something? Do you think he's never going to masturbate, Tammy?
Ooh, true.
Well, I just don't find that interesting.
Your brain doesn't work the same.
He doesn't
way
need
does.
You to find it interesting, by the way. Yeah. He just needs to stay the f away from his computer.
But forget let's take the pornography away from the equation. Do you expect him not to masturbate?
Oh, I really don't know, because I don't really know how to conceptualize it. I don't really know how to.
Okay, well let's straighten you out for it. He's going to do that. Guaranteed. Absolutely, categorically.
Probably doing it
probably
now.
Right now.
Right now.
And if he's doing that, he will need...
Oh, he's done.
And when he's doing that, he will need to look at or think of something. That's the nature of the male's system. They need a visual representation. Not of you.
Yeah.
Because it has nothing to do with you.
He's actually told me, well, then after I'm done doing all of this, whatever it is that he does, he's like, well, then I realize how lucky I am to have you in my life.
No, oh, God, he's just BSing you.
So, I don't know how to...
Hold on a second. Anyway. I got to write that one down.
Yeah, you remember that one, huh?
Maybe I'll laminate it.
Makes me realize
I don't
how
lucky
I immediately... It was such an empty experience. Makes me realize.
Meanwhile, he's talking to you. You look like a giant meatball sandwich. It's like this cartoon from there on the island.
Yeah, one turned into a hot dog and a hamburger.
Yeah.
Chase each other around.
Right now, I am so blessed to have you. He's just taking a giant meatball sub. In my life.
I how do we help women understand how men are, especially at that age? How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't. Now I'm starting to think. I wonder this guy must sell something for a living. Tammy?
Yeah?
Does this guy sell something for a living?
Pardon me?
Does he sell something for a living?
He works at a corporation.
He's in the sales department?
What's he do?
He's a customer service person for insurance. He's an insurance adjuster, I guess.
Not insurance salesman.
Not an insurance salesman, no. It's like people would call him and say, okay, look, buddy, I got a problem. Something right. Along those lines, but I don't think
seems
he does
like,
it.
Sounds like it's the heart of a salesman.
Yeah.
All right, so Tammy, I don't trust him. I don't trust you. I don't know what you're going to do with this relationship where you're constantly, you know, setting yourself up to be disappointed, and he's a liar. I don't know. How about you just find a nice guy and then you can sabotage that?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I mean...
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, you are, but maybe...
We're not sure it's not right.
We're not sure we like this guy either. And I don't know why he would lie about his age. And I also bet if we spoke to him, he'd give us a marginally different story.
Or much different.
Or much different about the age. And who the hell lies about 2 years?
Drug addicts do. Drug addicts lie about everything all the time. So that's
what I was
doing.
I asked him about that. And he says, you know, he's recovering from a really horrible injury that almost, like a physical bodily injury that almost left him paralyzed.
What was it? A back injury?
No, it was a hip. Like, he used to play soccer, and he was a really good soccer player.
Does he take medication for the hip?
Pardon me?
Does he take medication currently for the hip?
I think...
Come on, now we're finally getting to it.
It's going
to
take another half an hour.
What medication is he taking?
I have no idea what he took for it. I mean, I didn't know him at...
All right. I don't know. There's something about Tammy that... It's a combination between rubbing me the wrong way.
Well, she must be an abuse survivor, the way you're abusing her.
There's something up with her. Well, I feel bad for her because of her parents and her being raised by grandparents is weird. Old people are scary when you're young. They smell weird. They got their own weird ways. They eat a lot of, you know, a lot of stale food. What is it about old people? Old people, would they become pigeons at a certain point or catfish or something? Could just eat stuff that you can't eat, you wouldn't normally eat. You go to your parents' house, you see the crap they pull out of the freezer. It's like, hey, hello, everybody. There's a market down the street. They got stuff that was put in there earlier in the week. You can go get that. Not the, you know, reconstituted crap you had in there since the 60s. Freezer burn on everything. Crackers. Like, this. Here's the thing, too. When you're old, it takes you 6 months to polish off a thing of Triscuits. And so they just sit there. So they just, like, they open them. They eat one in March. And then they get somewhere in December, they're like three more crackers from the bottom. But they're not going anywhere. What is it with old people? What is their stomachs? Do they not know food?
Your mom was weird about food since she was 20, though, right? So it
could My mom?
Yeah.
Well, listen, now you couldn't eat at my house. That was a total bust.
Yeah.
My nut job mom and her crazy. look, no, I couldn't eat at my house. I have to go to my grandparents' house. But even that was weird.
Mm.
First of all, old people are weird to be. It's weird when they raise young people.
Mm.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Tough.
All right, listen, get some therapy. Thumbs up.
Thumbs up, that's for sure.
Go ahead and dump the guy.
Find out what medication he's taking right now for that hip. I wouldn't be surprised to find a little Vicodin in there.
Mm. I'm sure it was a championship soccer player. Yeah. Mira?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yep.
What's up?
First of all, I wish I could have changed places with you for like 20 minutes today because it was snowing in Detroit.
Oh, my gosh. We wish we could have changed with you.
Yeah.
Like we could switch for a little while.
Yeah.
I think we have to organize. We must organize something like that. Seriously.
Oh, I know. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, as much as the cold sucks and everything, at least you could put a sweater on. This was just oppressive. Like, you just couldn't get out of it. Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, snow in Detroit. All right.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, so anyway, I had sex the other night, and, like, for the first 15 minutes, we didn't use a condom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And I've been off birth control for, like, a month.
Mm-mm.
And so, like, I ran out of the prescription and everything. Mm. But I have a packet laying around the house that, like, has, like, because I messed up one of the cycles, you know, like, I missed too many pills or whatever. So I had to start a new pack. And I was wondering, I use those?
Mary, you need to get the patch or something longer acting, so you don't seem to be a good pill candidate here.
Well,
I went on Depo for a while, but the problem was is that, like, I happened to be traveling a lot at that time, so I didn't happen to be by my doctor for that 4-day window.
The 4-day window, when you can get the shot again?
Yeah. And the thing is, I really would rather not go through the whole, like, month-long period all over
bleeding
again.
All the time, yeah.
What got you to use the condom after 15 minutes?
How'd you make that transition?
Yeah.
Basically, it was a...
He probably ejaculated
location
then.
Change.
Oh, location change.
Yeah.
You guys switched burners on the stove, or what'd you do? You moved from where to where?
We moved from the bedroom to the shower and then back to the bedroom. It was in a dorm room, so it's all pretty much one room, but we moved back into the bedroom from the shower and
poor roommate.
Got a condom out. No, there was no roommate.
Do you have a roommate?
It was his room, and no, he didn't have a roommate anymore.
Well, he moved out because every time the guy would open the front door, just an avalanche of semen would come pouring out and just wash him down the dorm hall. Yes?
Red room.
All right.
Wait. So, Myra, what's the question?
Basically, I was wondering, can I use, like, those pills? Like, can I use the regular birth control pills as the morning after pill?
What pill? Which brand?
It's Mercet.
I would have to look. That's a lot of progesterone. Do you have the pill there with you?
I think I can find the info.
Yeah, just tell me what the actual chemical name of the ingredient is.
Yeah, I'd have to look for it.
Well, look for it.
Hold on. Ooh, smoke detector.
No.
That was my door.
Yeah, hold on. She's going to look for the pill. Right. Hey, let me tell you something. I don't know what I was... I was watching an old rerun of Saturday Night Live. It wasn't that old. It was like 10 years old. And it's always kind of weird because when you watch Saturday Night Live and you watch the news, it'll let you know the 8 or 10 major stories that were going on in whatever that date was in 1993 or 1979.
Right.
Although when you get back in the 70s, it's always trouble in the Middle East. Shocking. It's great seeing Bill Murray in there and a cast that's almost entirely dead now going, trouble in Israel. Ah. What do you know? What was that? What? 29 years ago? Shocking. Okay. So they were talking about the RU486.
Oh, really?
And they were calling it
the morning after pill. Yeah.
The morning after pill.
Emergency contraception.
Or emergency contraception.
Yeah, which is
I think it was the morning after pill or both. I can't remember.
That's how it gets all screwed up.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
This is what you've been fighting against all these years.
Ugh.
All right. Mira?
Yeah.
Did you find the pill?
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
It's called desogestrel ethanol estradiol.
All right. Well, I'll get right to back to the phone here. We'll look up the dose of that, and we'll see if it's enough. Because you may be able to use that.
All right. Should she tell you the dose, or you're going to
tell her? No, I'm looking it up, yeah.
All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Theo, who sung the old Germany or Florida theme. Theo?
Hey. How you doing?
You got a new Germany or Florida theme?
I got a new ditty for you.
We'll sing the old one just to make sure it's you.
All right. Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis.
All right. I believe you. Too much sun and Nazis. I do like that song. It's sort of, it's deceptively good. And it sums it up, Drew.
It's got it all.
Not since the Green Acres theme has a song painted such a vivid picture. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll come back with Theo, Dr. Drew, and Jeb after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-E-M-M-M-M-M. All right, now, when we left off, we were going to speak to Theo. Now, Mira called up, wanted to know about taking the birth control. Drew's been on the internet.
It's looking good, but I want to confirm it before I give her the definite go-ahead.
So, Mira's going to stay on hold.
Yeah.
We'll talk to Theo, who is the author and artist behind the fabulous...
Composer, please.
Germany, sorry.
Author.
I don't know.
How dare you?
Well, you wrote the words down. Germany or Florida theme. Sing it live for us. I really do enjoy the original theme.
I will do that. Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not the Borea, Germany, or Florida.
Solid.
He sings that with a smile.
Yeah.
Definitely smiling when he sings that.
Now, you say you have a new theme.
Well, see, I didn't hear my old theme for, like, the last two nights. And I was like, oh, they must have really gotten tired of it at this point, so I have to come up with another
one. Sorry, Theo.
Ra-dee-da. Temperamental artist. All right, Theo, well, let's hear the new one, and we'll see.
All right. I'm hoping it's as good as last.
Well, now we know we can bait Theo for new material. Yeah. Whatever, we just withhold his songs for a couple of days, he'll show up with some new stuff.
You know, y'all can take my number whenever you're having a lull night or whatever. Just give me a call. I'm awake, and I'm here.
Where in Virginia are you calling from?
I'm in Richmond.
Richmond.
All right, let's hear the new theme.
Oh, you know what? His phone is so horrible, though. I don't know if I'll ever use this, Theo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, you have another here. We want to review. Review
I
it
can
anyway.
Try. Hold on one second. Here we go.
Oh, Anderson. Really, I don't want to hear Theo discuss talking to himself about this phone.
All right, is this any better?
Oh. Yeah,
that's better.
Better at all. But okay, go ahead.
It's marginally better. Go ahead.
Here we
go. Clearer.
Floridians are crazy, it seems Germans are too. When it comes to effed up BS, there's nothing they won't do. So ask away, it's time to play, don't say I didn't warn ya. It's Adam Carolla's favorite game, Germany or Florida.
Oh.
But I like the words, but I didn't get the tune. I didn't hear the tune.
It didn't sink in until about the 1/3.
What is the tune?
I don't really have one. I just kind of want to
laugh. Oh, well, there you go.
Try it one more time, and this time I want you to have fun with it.
All right.
But think of an actual song that you're syncing it up to.
He's got it. Go ahead.
All right. Floridians are crazy. It seems Germans are too. When it comes to effed up BS, there's nothing they won't do. So ask away. It's time to play. Don't say I didn't warn ya. It's Adam Carolla's favorite game, Germany or Florida.
All right.
Remember the old Fractured Flickers?
Now, hang on there, Theo.
Remember that?
Yes, I
do. Got
a little of that.
You should sync it up to that.
The lyrics are strong in number two, but the first one, and maybe we're just used to it.
No, I would like him to work on the second one. The lyrics are great. Sync it up to a song.
Okay. Maybe,
and I would... Yes. What?
To this song?
It's close. It could work.
It's up to Theo, but I really think that Fractured Flickers, that...
He's not going to find that one. No one knows what you're talking about. All right.
This one?
Let's, yeah, that's my theme. Patricia? How dare you?
Hello?
You're 19?
I am 19. Hold on. My friend's in the other room, and she wants to hear, too. Can I go tell her?
Yeah, but now
we have 5 seconds.
Yeah, break here.
Hang
on.
After you go to commercials, then you're in.
All right,
let's just go to commercials.
Really?
Let's go and talk to her.
Lesbo girlfriend gets very wet during orgasm. Jennifer.
Yes.
You're 27.
Yes, I am.
You have a lesbian girlfriend.
Yes, I do.
And you're both smoking hot.
Well, I guess that's a matter of opinion, but we have hot sex, so is that good enough?
Hold on a second. Now they're bad. Now they're very unattractive. Yeah. But that's all right. Hold on. We're going to talk to Jennifer about her lesbian relationship, and then we'll get back with Patricia, who's got a 17-year-old virgin boyfriend who won't have sex with her. She's 19. That's a twist. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
And for Myra, who was wondering about using Mercet as an emergency contraception, it still seems to me that it should be efficacious. I just can't figure out from the literature I was looking at what dose, and it has, and has not been approved for that yet, so I can't formally tell you to do it.
Efficacious is effective?
Yeah, effective dose. I think it might be 2 pills twice a day for that, but still, though, it might be effective, possibly also not as effective as you can get your hands on Plan B.
Just spend a little time getting to know Engineer Chris during the break. Usually Chris and I don't talk a lot because, there's clearly a chasm in class. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you at 27 were doing way more than he.
I can't be slumming it, but I thought it'd be nice. You know, people say to me, listen, you've been here for a year, haven't talked to this person, haven't talked to that person. But then once I start talking to him, it gets painful. I start making fun of them. I was talking to my engineer, Chris. Turns out he's going to junior college. Taking one class, taking math class. Now, but it's gonna get good in a second. But he told me he goes to school Monday. He takes one class Monday and Wednesday. And we said, well, what do you do the other days of the week? He said, I sleep in. I said, well, what time does your one class start? He said 12:45. Drew, you'd kill yourself when your kid is doing this, would you not?
Yeah,
you would. I get that. So I can think it's true. Drew goes nuts when you start talking about butchering education. Yeah. I did the same.
Yeah.
Maybe worse. But I was making fun of Chris for a while. You know, he's living at home. He's chasing a dream. You know what I mean? He's struggling
a
little
bit. He's working at a radio station.
Yeah, I want to be a DJ.
He's taking one math class at the junior college twice a week. And
he's at one of the most important radio stations in the country, in Los Angeles, a tough radio market.
Oh, you working over at KR2? No. Are you talking about this one?
AEW, New York.
Ah. No, K-Rock. It's a legendary station. But here's my point. I was busting Chris's chops and then realized he's 27. He was doing arguably better than I was when I was 27.
He's doing arguably better. He's way better.
No, not way better.
He's got a job at a radio station.
Yes, that's true.
You would have killed for that. You would have killed for that.
Yes, true. But he is living at home.
Corolla was building cabinets for radio stations, though.
Not at 27.
Not at 27. That was 38.
38. Never heard Anderson laugh so hard. No, how dare you? It's not 38. That was 30. The point is Chris has a little savings account, got a few grand in the bank, drives a decent car. Yeah. I didn't have a savings account. I didn't have a decent car. Do you have any kind of insurance?
What do you mean, like car insurance?
You have car insurance?
Oh, yeah, of course. You can't drive with that. It's illegal. Yeah.
It's illegal in California.
Look, put it this way. From 16 to 31, maybe 30 and a half, let's just say 15 plus years, I had car insurance 2 years out of the 16. All right, how about health insurance?
My dad's.
You got your dad's.
Yeah.
We technically have health insurance.
Yeah, yes. I do.
All right, I didn't have health insurance or car insurance. Dental?
Yeah, well, that's through the health insurance.
All right. Yeah. Maybe doing better. All right.
Maybe.
But I still live at home.
Does your car have a window crank on it?
Yeah. Does your car have electric windows or have a crank windows?
No, yeah, I got to roll them up.
Oh. You got to roll them.
Yeah. All right.
But you actually have a crank there, though. You have to use those pliers.
Yeah, that's what we call a push. Yeah, we don't have the vice grips on there.
Pliers.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's get some calls.
All right.
let's wrap this up.
Now, if you're still here in 3 years, you better make a move, because then I started doing stuff later. You see what I'm saying? It's going to get ugly. Okay. I'm trying to motivate the boy. Mm-hmm. Patricia?
Yes.
You're 19?
I am.
What's happening?
Okay, first of all, my boyfriend's not a virgin. He had one partner before me, mm-hmm. and we have been together for a year, and we have been having sex for a year.
Have been or have not been?
We have been having have sex been. For a year. But mm-hmm. it's always been...
Hold on. That's more boring. I want to talk to the lesbian, though. Jennifer, it's a 17-year-old virgin boyfriend we'll won't have it. Sex. Right. It's not like we've been getting it on for a year.
We haven't heard the question yet, but okay.
Who
go ahead.
Cares?
Okay.
Jennifer?
Yes?
Your big trucking lesbian?
Hey, I'm a feminine lesbian, thank you.
Really?
What's the question?
Yep. Well, my girlfriend has these really, really wet orgasms, and I have always been really dry, and I just wondered if there was something wrong with me or if I'm not having the orgasms that she is or what.
No.
That's just her.
Yeah. You're taller, maybe, or she's shorter, with the same kind of thing. Doesn't mean a thing.
Doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't mean anything.
So am I missing out, though? Because she seems to really be having, like, this amazing time.
Well, she may be enjoying her orgasms more than you. Are you even having an orgasm?
Oh, totally. She's the best oral sex I've ever had. But she's having, like, an internal orgasm compared to mine being just, like, you know, clitoris.
Yours is on your elbow.
Does she have multiple orgasms?
I've seen her have quite a few in a row.
All right, so mm-hmm. just she's wired differently than you. That's
yeah.
All. So I just will never be able to achieve that, or is there a way
you'll just it's just different.
That?
It's just it's very hard to measure subjective experiences, right?
Right.
It's just different.
You just have your orgasm. She has her orgasm. Yeah. I know what's chicken tastes like to her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Will you ever love it as much as she does? I don't know.
Well, I just wondered why I don't get wet at all, and she gets so wet. So I didn't know if there was...
Are you on pill, birth control of any type?
No, none.
Okay. Yeah. Why, for skin or something?
A skin or regular periods or something.
There.
That can keep them dry. But...
All right. You guys use any toys on each other?
We do. We have multiple, like, you know, double vibrators and that type of stuff, and we watch a little porn.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys live together?
Yes, we do.
How long have you been together?
I've known her now 8 years. I met her when I was 19, and she was 30, so she's a little older than me.
How long has she been your girlfriend?
We've been off and on girlfriends for the last 8 years, but I'm from Texas. I've lived in California now 2 years with her, so.
So you've been living with her for 2 years?
Mm-hmm. But we lived together previously for 3 years, so we've known each other a while, right. in and out.
Yeah. How's the lesbian lifestyle treating you?
It's pretty hot. I haven't, I like men and women, and I haven't had any sex with a man that's been anywhere close to it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to give Drew a run. Oh, yeah.
I've had fantasies about Drew, though. Isn't that weird?
Join the army.
It's that
join the club. Yeah. He's a passionate man. Spread the word. All right, Jennifer.
Thank you for your help.
All right, and let me ask you, people at work know you're lesbian?
I talk about it, so, you know. Mm-hmm.
People don't hassle you?
Well, of course, every guy that I meet wants to be my new best friend, so.
Right. But
they want to be first in line to watch, but.
Right. All right. Good times. Yeah, never been a better time to be a lesbian.
Than right now?
Yeah.
Mm.
And gay, too. Especially out here.
Hmm.
I can see being a lesbian. It's almost a novelty. It's kind of fun. It's like being half Cherokee or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's sort of like in the past, maybe if you were Indian, you'd get a blanket that had smallpox and put on some reservation somewhere. Now it's kind of cool. It's novel. It's like, hey, you know Cher? Oh, is that where you get your tenacity?
Right.
Great. Oh, you're a very proud warrior. What's that mean, proud warrior? Oh, it means something good. Great. I think that's the way of being a lesbian now. It's like, hey, cool, you got a girlfriend. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Guys are kind of intrigued and like curious by it.
Yeah, they certainly are troubled by it.
I don't know about the chicks. I don't really think they have a problem with it either because there's just less competition for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Women are very competitive, as we talk about, in terms of attracting men. If there's some hot chick at the office, turns out she's into chicks, one last chick to compete with. Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do chicks think of lesbians? I don't have a problem, do they?
I don't think so.
Yeah? Your old lady got any problem with the lesbians?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Probably with one now. All right, let's speak to Patricia again, who lied about her call. Patricia?
Hello. Hi.
Okay. You're 19.
I am.
Got a 17-year-old boyfriend.
Almost 18.
Mm-hmm.
Been together for a year?
Yeah,
I'm
but
sorry?
Having sex for a year.
Yes.
What's the question?
Okay. Well, let me give you a little background on this. He's always been a little weird about sex. When we first were having sex, it took him a while to be really comfortable with me. I mean, obviously. And then after a while, it was fine. And then, like, during the summer when he didn't have school, everything was fine. And then when he started school, he said he was really stressed out. And so he wouldn't want you so much. And from the first time we were ever, like, even going out anything, he told me he never had liked oral sex. And I'd never given it to him. And he said he'd never liked it from any girl he'd gotten it from or anything. And so one night last summer, I gave it to him. And he's like, yeah. He's like, that was good. He's like, I just don't like it, though. And he will also never reciprocate. He has never done it and says he totally refuses, says he'll never do it.
And what's the question?
All right. Hold on a second. By the way, do you have to make such proclamations?
Guys?
Anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like it. I'll never do it. What is that?
I know.
And
I'm actually more disturbed with
I'm disturbed with Herb, too. Yeah. Me and this dude? We
could not hang.
We got nothing to talk about.
No, I thought that immediately. I thought, oh, no friend of Adam's.
We got nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
I'd strangle him. Be
very
angry.
Quickly, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Patricia?
Yes.
I don't like this kid.
So all you got to say is he's not into oral sex. He doesn't reciprocate it. Okay,
wait,
we got it.
But I need to go on. This is so sad. I like made notes because I need to tell you guys everything because it's very weird. Anyway, but the sex is very good when we have it. He's very into it. He's always liked it. But he's never been aggressive. I've always been the one to initiate it. He's never, probably once in our entire relationship, like in the very beginning, did he initiate it.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
How often are you having sex?
It's so patchy. Like in times when. Like, there will be a month when we won't, and then and it'll be, like, once a week maybe, twice a week even.
And you have to initiate.
This is the problem, is we haven't had sex in a month and a half, and all of a sudden he says he doesn't like it and doesn't want to do it anymore.
All right. It's done.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's gay.
That's what I thought. But do you think, like, he really has never had much of a sex drive? He said he never masturbated. Do you think he, like, has a glandular problem
He could have a pituitary prolactinoma. I mean, he definitely needs to get checked. Definitely.
Yeah.
He's not on medication?
No, not at all.
Is he depressed?
No.
No,
he should. He's a happy kid. He's just normal, but it's just so bizarre. Every guy I talk to says he's gay, and I mean, I can't.
All right, no, he's not gay.
I don't think he's gay, but I think he definitely, and it could just be how he's wired, but definitely he deserves an evaluation. There's a book called Man Made by Ken Baker that describes this exact syndrome from when he had a pituitary tumor, what it did to him, and how different it was when that was taken out.
Ken Baker, the testosterone maker?
That's him.
I know that cat.
Yeah.
He was on this show.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the thing, Patricia. This one's done.
I think so.
You guys been together for long enough. He's made his I'll not go down on you proclamation address on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
And by the way, listen, wussy, you do what she likes. It's not all about what you like or what you just personally won't do. You just get in and slug it out a little bit. Give her some pleasure. It's your woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's your pleasure. I don't like this guy. I don't trust him. Break up with him.
Yeah.
Fine. It's not going to work.
I think she's going to.
Good. All right.
Six.
Let's talk to Steve. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's up?
Hey, right now I'm taking a class that's talking about marijuana use and all that kind of stuff. And I'm wondering if you guys think, you know, it's a gateway drug and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's not. It's people sort of have asked the wrong questions about pot. I probably treat 1,000 heroin addicts. I've only met one that didn't start with pot and tobacco. Mm-hmm. So it's not. It's not so much that you're necessarily going to go on to heroin, but if you are going to be a heroin addict, you started with the pot.
Yeah.
Now every marijuana addict I've ever met also admits that if the pot kept working, they never would have progressed to anything else.
Uh-huh.
Every addict?
Every pot marijuana addict.
Oh, so
every cannabis addict I deal with all say, if the marijuana had just kept working, of course, I would have stayed with that. I love pot. It's the greatest thing. But it stops working. Look, you start getting depressed. Like and they switch on to something
every
else.
Every thief starts with stealing candy from a liquor store when they're kids, you know? I mean, some of it's just an opportunity thing, and some of it's just a progression thing. I mean, pot's the first drug you see.
Yeah, but a thief isn't saying, this is it for me. The Hershey's I've stolen, that's it. It's the ultimate. And marijuana acts will tell you, this is, even when they're on to heroin, they'll say, I never liked anything like pot. That was what I always loved.
Well, I'm just talking about the gateway argument. It's like one of those chronological things. It's like nobody's ever killed anybody in a car hasn't been driving a car, but that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone driving a car is bad or going
to
kill somebody.
You're making the same point I'm making. And in fact, most people, when they progress with pot, progress to speed or under alcohol. So they don't usually progress to opiates, but some do.
But I would definitely say that drugs are a gateway drug, which is when you're into drugs, you know, if you're into drugs, a lot of people, once you go that route, hey, you're just into drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of like some people are into porn, other people aren't. When you're into porn, you got a nice collection, and it's a variety.
But you would start with Playboy.
You would start with Playboy.
Easier, more accessible stuff, and that's pot.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, do you think that, like, marijuana, like, just drug use leads to drug abuse in general, or do you think it's more of a personal thing?
No, you have to have the gene.
Yeah,
it's usually two hits. It's usually some sort of childhood trauma. I mean, for the patients that come for inpatient treatment at my unit, they 100% have a biological family history of alcoholism or addiction, and 100% have a history of childhood trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Those are the two ingredients you need to get this disease. Not all addicts, interestingly, will be marijuana addicts, though. That's an interesting subset of addiction. But for those for whom they love pot, they really love pot, and it's a very difficult addiction to treat.
Yeah, I also have a question for Adam.
Yeah.
All right, me and my roommates, we got a game called Would You Rather, and we thought of one that would be perfect for you. It's like taking two really bad things and picking the lesser of the two evils.
Mm-hmm.
Adam plays this game all the time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So we got this one we thought would be perfect for you. Either become vegan for life, so like no meat, milk, cheese, all the good stuff.
Right.
Or never be able to masturbate again.
Vegan. I know, I can answer for Adam. But
I don't know.
I mean, you'll never be able to eat, like, you know, the ribs and steak and milk.
Yeah, either
but
way.
But you could have sex, though? You couldn't masturbate?
Oh, it's just masturbation, so I mean...
I'd cancel the masturbation. Mm. I'd kill myself if I was vegan. I think maybe vegetarian I could work around if you got into some fish. And, you know, I could wear some leather. Vegans, you can't eat eggs, can't drink milk. Some of them go
you can't
nutty.
Wear shoes, can you?
Well, you can't wear stuff that's leather. You can't kill termites.
Ooh.
Remember we were talking about that with John?
Yeah.
From
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, right. He was vegan, and he was saying he couldn't smash bugs and stuff. Couldn't do anything. Yeah, I don't know. That's way too limiting. Hmm. Yeah, I think I could beat, pardon the pun, the masturbation on a technicality. I could do something. I could work out something that involved, compressed air or some sort of device or something where I wouldn't actually touch
you'd
my penis.
You'd become, like, clairvoyant where you could actually masturbate your penis with your mind.
Or limber enough to use my heels or something.
Oh, my God.
I would work it out somehow where I said, I will never touch my penis with my own hands to pleasure myself again. And then I would beat it on a technicality. I'd work it out. Yes, Drew?
That's a good time, Adam.
All right. Dana?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
You got a home improvement question?
Yeah. I'm renting an apartment, and we just moved in at the end of March. Mm-hmm. And there's this, like, raunchy odor coming from my medicine cabinet.
Yes.
And, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I took the whole medicine cabinet out of the wall.
I know. It's your diaphragm.
I don't have a diaphragm.
It says you have a detachable medicine cabinet.
Well, I took it out of the wall.
Yeah, you just pulled it out. You took the screws out?
There's four screws, and I took it out. And
hold on a second. Listen, screeners. That's not a detachable medicine cabinet. It's like saying I have a detachable fender on my car. Yeah, I unbolted it and pulled it off my car. It's not, I guess technically it's detachable, but so's your nose if I took some pliers to it, right?
Technically.
Technically? All right. Oh, wait a minute. Let's see. Go ahead, Dana.
Okay.
You took your medicine cabinet out.
Yeah, I took it out because I was thinking maybe it was the cabinet that was nasty, so I could just go buy a new one and put it in. But
well, hold on. You got a medicine cabinet. It's just made...
metal.
It's just made of sheet metal that's got white paint on it. You couldn't just wipe it down?
Yeah, no, I sprayed it with Lysol, and, like, I cleaned it and everything, and it's still, like... I took it off, and it's, I think it's the wall. So I was thinking, like, maybe something with the drywall, or, like, I mean,
maybe
is there
a dead animal stuck in between the wall or something, you know? Maybe there's something back there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but I don't know, like, is there any way that, like, the wall...
All right, well, let me say this. Your medicine cabinet is going to drop into a bay between your two studs. And that studs, the studs are 16 on center. They're an inch and a half studs. They're going to be 14 and a half inches in that bay. And that's what's going to drop in, and it's going to lip around the drywall, which goes around it. Now, mm-hmm. It should be framed in so that when you pull the medicine cabinet out, there's a block on the top and a block on the bottom. Now, there could be a rodent or something that died in the bay underneath that cabinet, and the stink could be coming up, or maybe it's even coming up from another bay, but if it was coming up, it would be coming up and coming out of that opening. Mm-hmm. If it was down at the bottom.
Could you open the stud?
No.
No.
And it's probably a plumbing wall, and there's a bunch of plumbing underneath it, and as a matter of fact, a rodent could have crawled up through the hole that the plumbing comes up through the bottom plate and through the floor joists and all that stuff, and crawled up, maybe died in there. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay.
So, is there a block underneath it?
There's a stud underneath it and on either side. And then that wall...
Yeah, that's a block. Okay.
The other bathroom, so the shower is like...
All right, well, maybe you got some mildew problem. You live in an apartment?
Yeah.
All right, call the landlord or something. What do you care? Just call the landlord. Yeah. Oh, by the way, this means she's a bad tenant. She's in trouble because she's taking stuff on herself. Like, people who pay the rent on time, they'll get on the phone immediately.
Right.
People that are growing a bunch of pot plants
in
their closet, they'll deal with it themselves. Let me just find out. Dana?
Yeah.
Everything cool with you and the landlord?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why didn't you call him?
Oh, I haven't gotten a chance to go down there yet.
All right, but you're pulling the medicine cabinet out? You're unbolting it and pulling it out?
Yeah.
I like that. All right, there's nothing you don't want him to see in your apartment?
Just the cat.
Uh-huh. You're not supposed to have pets, right? Yes?
Yeah. I'm
like, all right, well, you see you why I'm a great detective,
I know,
Drew?
Exactly.
She's got a cat in there. It says no pets, clearly. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's
all right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, buddy, so. I'm Carolla's good old partner there, Doc News, 722-22-7 o'clock. I'll tell you something, Dr. Drew, I was getting into your Chris over here during the break, you know, and I said, hey, man, this is 27 years old, still living at home. Yeah, shoot to college, what can I tell you? And I'm saying to Chris, hey, something. And he's like, well, I don't know. And I'm like, well, don't you got a 7-11? And he's like, well, I don't know, 7-11. I'm like, well, what time is 7-11? He says, well, I sleep in. I've got 724, 24, 7 o'clock. Coming to Love Line. I got to tell everybody, it's Brown Eyed Jerry Manti coming in, Brown Eyed Survivor. It's one of my favorite shows on television. Hot, hot, hot. Dr. Drew's a big fan of Jerry's coming in. Maybe it's going to be a boy again. I remember last time, Jerry had his own show.
Yeah.
And I said to Jared, I mean, I understand, it's true there, right? It's backing me up to say this, right?
Oh.
I looked across the table and I looked in the eyes and said, Jerry, you not get paid to do Playboys? Show me the eyes. She said, no. And I said, well, I was all right. She turned around. She said, I'm as well. Lovely. And I was like, well, what's that? And she was like, no, but it's blah, blah, blah. And then, as it turned out, I saw blah, 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 blah. 7-21-21-7-21. Am I right there, Chris, buddy boy? I got to be honest with you now, Drew. She's a hot lead. I tell you what, right now, going to be tomorrow night. They're going to be coming around for that. All right, let's stop having the phones over there.
Bam and Jared,
coming on. Come on, you were remember them Jackass, of course. Bam's best known for the thing on MTV. And so some of them, Johnny Knoxville, coming in there tomorrow night. This is Beer Thursday night. Then, of course, next week, we got Andy Richter coming out of the program. Jack Osborne, I tell you what, he's had that hat. Jay Moore, fan of comedians, Jay Moore. He's a comedian. He's five comedians. Some of them, Drew, you know what I'm saying? Some guys are comedians. Other guys are comedians. This guy's comedians.
You got to change that name to Jasper Jones because you're a hound dog.
Who's the big
pig woman with the jug?
That is, I was coming to Christopher Walken, but he's not coming to the show. Jay Moore, comedian. All right, let's go to the phones here. Speaking to Josh, you got 15 years of age, get rid of hairs, you dyed pubic hair, let's see if he can die. Save the dye. Josh, what's going on? Coming in San Jose, what's on the show there, buddy?
722-729-777.
What's up there, buddy boy?
Hey, I got a problem. I was wondering what the effects would be. I'm a redhead, and I've got what you'd consider to be fire crotch. And I was wondering what the effects would be of dyeing my pubic hair.
What color do you think about going with that pubic hair? Going with the brown color, just Josh?
Darker color, brown, possibly.
That's right. Let me tell you something on the second verse, Drew. I don't know if you ever been downstairs, the guy with the red hair with the carrot tops in and down around the Nantsack there, but it is red, and I ain't talking about that red.
You've seen
about,
carrot tops?
I'm talking about Lucille Ball. No, I'm talking about guys with the red hair up top.
Carrot top.
They got the garment matches the drapes, you know what I'm saying? 722-2077. Here's what I'm saying, Andrew. I'm saying that the pubes down there, but not only are red, but that can make you booze all right. You know what I'm saying? Jay Moore, comedian. Coming here next week. You know what I'm saying, Andrew? What can you do? You got a fire
red,
down below.
Bozo red.
What you going to do? 723-2077. What about dying the pubes there? What's the danger?
You can do that.
Speaking right a second now.
Problem is, most guys people bleach them first, uh-huh. And that can cause a lot of irritation there. Mm-hmm. It's mostly the phenomenon of skin irritation.
So,
the testes,
Drew,
is, you put a gas in your testes.
I'll tell you something, man. Balls on fire. I was watching somebody using gasoline, went down, a little scratch, a little nut of root, a little jock itch. Next thing you know, I got a fire down below. 722-727. Let me say something I remember fast here, Drew. It's true, you gotta take the pubes, you gotta make it white before you go with red, right? Because it's like you gotta paint, you gotta put gesso on that canvas before you start a new painting.
Right. Primer.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about gesso on the canvas. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what gesso is?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, Andrew, Chris, gesso on the canvas? Let me tell you something about the gesso. Gesso's basically just white paint put on the primer. Okay. So you don't paint right on the canvas, you put gesso on there. Bozo gesso. Jesus Bozo's comedian. All right, let's talk to Josh. Josh, you got a little gesso on them pews before you prime up like that. Drew said you turn them neutral, then you turn them a different color. You know what I'm saying?
Very carefully.
I've spilled gas on my nuts before, and it really stung. And I was wondering,
it's bad down.
Same effect.
Well, I'll tell you
what you can.
I'll tell you what you do. You know what you do? I'll tell you what I do. God bless you. Bag of nuts. You take yourself, no, this is me, I'm saving up. You take yourself a Ziploc sandwich bag, you bag them nuts, you put a zip tie on the thing, electrician zip tie. Now, I'm telling you right now, it's just like masking off an automobile. Let me tell you something, Drew. You paint an automobile, right?
Yeah.
You got chrome rear view hanging out the side of the car, right? Yeah. We don't want to paint that car, what do you do?
Tape it up.
Mask them
you
nuts.
Bag them.
Bag them nuts, son. You bag them nuts, then you start your spraying.
Oh, my God.
Thing? A little gesso down
but
there.
But he'll have the red Bozo goatee.
No, same old nuts.
Cut that off.
No, he's 18 years old. I don't know about nut hair at 18.
You got
no Fu Manchu down there. You know what I'm saying? Now, when I was 18, my nuts looked like Chinaman's chin. I tell you what. 722-2007.
You're slowly morphing into something else.
Yeah.
I'm just
breaking it up a little, Drew.
Yeah. Making it real.
You want me to get back to the gibberish?
Yeah. Carrie.
Hey, it's Buzz Buzz, blah, blah, so blah.
Carrie 26. Carrie? Hello?
Hey. Yes?
What's up?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Here you go. Yep, we're here.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey. Is it?
Well, yes, go.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Nicole?
Yes?
21?
I'm pregnant, and I don't know if I should tell my ex-boyfriend or not, but I am.
Is he the father?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one that I've ever slept with, so.
How ex is he?
2 months.
2 months. And why?
I'm going away at the end of this semester. I go to USC. I'm going to go away to grad school at University of Massachusetts, Amherst.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to study?
Go Lord Jeffs.
Well, no, this is UMass, though.
No.
You're
that
much college. I'm going to be a history professor.
Nice.
And why did you guys broke up because you're going to move, but you're not going to move for a while, and you broke up 2 months ago. That
because,
sounds...
I don't want to deal with it later. I don't want to be in the relationship and then have to do it later.
All right, well, now you're dealing with more. What are you going to do with this pregnancy?
I don't know. I can't tell my parents because they're Jesus freaks.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. I know if I tell him, he's going to want to...
Nicole.
Yeah.
Whoa. This has nothing to do with that you can get support from everybody, but the fact is no one makes this decision but
you. Well, she doesn't know. That's why she's calling us.
But that's what I want to sort of clarify. Where are you heading with this?
I want to fulfill my dreams.
Which are?
And
having an abortion?
I want to be able to go to grad school. I want to be able to have a career before I have children.
And you don't want to put this up for adoption?
She wants to have an abortion.
Adoption?
But that means that I would have to tell my parents. And
does it?
Kumbaya.
Yeah, where are your parents?
What's that?
Where are your parents?
They live in New York.
Mm-hmm. And you're a couple months pregnant?
I'm just a month.
I thought you broke up with the guy two months ago.
We slept together after we broke up.
Okay. Well, first off, let me try to suss something out.
Mm-hmm.
You're done with this guy.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, you're not interested in him.
No, not anymore, no.
No. Did you meet somebody else?
No, I haven't met anyone else.
You're just done. Because the whole part where you get real mature, where you're like, look, all you know, in August, I'm going to be leaving and so we should break up.
Another guy.
We should break up in February or March.
Yeah.
That just means you're done with the guy. It's not because you're moving. It's just you don't like him anymore.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, please.
I used it as an excuse because we've been together for a really long time.
I know, but listen, everyone. When people are in love, they're making out on the way to the airport and crying, not busting up 6 months before they need to.
Right.
That being said, you if you told this guy you were pregnant, you feel like that would force him back into your life.
Yeah.
And he's a little clingy. He's been...
I mean, he's a little older. He's going to be 27.
Has he been wanting to get back together this whole time?
Well, he calls me to see how I'm doing, how school's going, if I'm prepared for finals and all that.
What's he doing?
He right now is studying to be, he's in his residency at UCLA Med School.
Mm-hmm.
In what field?
He wants to be a cardiologist.
Well, so he's finishing his internal medicine residency?
Yes.
So he's going to do a cardiology fellowship?
Yes.
So he's going to be tied up for another 4 or 5 years?
Right.
And he likes you, but you're done with him.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Okay. So now you're 1 month pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sure you're pregnant.
I went and had a urine test at my doctor.
All right. Well, here's my 2 cents. A lot of people, Drew is a big fan of adoption. Mm-hmm. And so am I. But I understand. You got to see the kid through to full term. And then there's that selfish part, which is, well, then I have this kid out there, and it's my kid, and some other family's raising it. And that freaks people out. As a matter of fact, most people, and this just lets you know how selfish people are, and I don't blame them. I mean, this is just the way human nature is. Most people would rather abort their own child than live with the notion of their own child being somewhere that they and not being a part of their life.
But that's a kind of a primitive man, goofy logic. Not a good logic.
It's not nothing to be proud of, but yet it's
we should
prevalent.
Be able to think our way out of that.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
Now here's my feeling, and I don't know where Drew is on this. You know, you can take this whole potential president thing and distill it down to a couple single cells, and really your head would explode. At a certain point, for me, you know. Like I said, you could say pulling out was the wrong thing to do, or beating off, or using a condom, or any form of birth control. For me, I hate the idea of abortion. I certainly hate the idea of it in the, you know, second trimester or mm-hmm. third or the late term stuff. You mm-hmm. know, the idea of doing it a number of weeks in, crazy. 3-4 weeks. No, I'm telling you, the idea of doing it at the real early stages of it is a thousand times more palatable. And I don't know, by the way, why everyone isn't this way.
Well, because they're saying there's no doubt what the potential of this is
sure.
going to be.
Yeah, and I understand you can do the math, but oh my God! I mean, to me, the difference between a 6-year-old getting clipped on his bike and going down, and you having a miscarriage at 3 weeks into it—that's a spot of blood in your underpants. You know what I mean?
Right,
I mean,
right.
I don't care where you're what God you pray to, it's vastly different.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to, you know, if she's telling me she's 5 months pregnant and looking at an abortion, I'd say, well, come on, stick it out.
Again, you're sort of arguing around experiential kinds of measures of what these things are as opposed to philosophical measures.
Well, even philosophically, like I said, the more advanced the life form, the harder this is going to be.
Mm.
I mean, it's not, you know, I can understand that this thing is going to turn into a child one day. The point is it's pretty far away now, and I would find that personally much more easier to cope with. So I'm just saying, you know, we can't tell her, what line is she on, line two?
Two.
I mean, we can't tell you what to do, and I think we both prefer the adoption. That's us being selfish in a certain
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are going to get an abortion, do it tomorrow.
No, I planned on it. If I,
all right, there you go. I know if you're aborting, I don't think you have to tell your boyfriend.
I don't have that moral aspect of.
No.
I don't think there's. I'm not sure there's a moral obligation if you're going. If there's a child out there, I do think you do. But
and all it's going to do is freak him
well,
out.
Well, not let's with this. Not the way the legal structure is now. There's no even implied moral obligation to notify the guy.
And Drew, would you want to know?
No.
No. I mean, look, would you want to know if you walked out of the room and someone said, boy, that guy stunk, or he's an a-hole, or we hate him? No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
There's plenty of bad stuff you don't need to know. I'll tell you what you need to know, Drew.
All right, thanks, Ed. I'll just go to you for everything.
Yeah. Right. Hey, buddy, can you give me a warm-up on this coffee, by the way? Chris and I need to talk about you a little
bit.
All
right. I'll be right back.
Stuff you don't need to know about.
No. Why do you have to tell me that?
Oh, yeah,
No,
that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I don't want some girlfriend of mine, especially one I'm still pining for and in love with, going, oh, but by the way, I was pregnant with your kid.
Yeah,
I went ahead and had it aborted.
Yeah.
Thought you should know.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's to get lighten her load, not for anything
for
him.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Oh, yeah. I'm your humble host, Adam Carolla, my good partner, on and off again lover, Dr. Drew over there. Jerry from Survivor. Survivor, my favorite show. Going to be in tomorrow night. Let me tell you something about Jerry. Didn't come across too well the first Survivor she was in. Came across much better last one.
I think she made a point to see to it that she didn't unload on people.
Did a good job.
Yeah.
She's been on this show and in a better mood since the first time we met her, yes?
I only remember that one time she was on.
Really?
Yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
Just once, huh? All right.
Yeah,
good times.
You just got a better feel about her, huh?
I got a better vibe about her. Carrie?
Yes.
You're 26?
Yes.
What's up?
My question is, I didn't know if maybe there was a medical condition for forgetfulness.
Yeah, there's a number of different things. Why, what's happening?
Extreme. Basically, my husband could tell me something, and 5 minutes later, I could completely 100% forget all about it.
You've always been this way, or is this something new?
I've mostly noticed it since I've been out on my own and married and have a family. I have two kids.
Do you remember things that are important to you about you?
No.
What stuff you need done?
No, I forget everything. Like, I'll tell myself if I need something important, like my job, if I need to a schedule, if I pick up a schedule for somebody, I'll forget about it if I don't write it down. If I don't have it right in front of my face, I'll completely forget about anything that's important.
Are you on any medication?
No.
Birth control pills?
No.
No birth control pill?
No.
Any medical problems?
Not that I know of, no.
Any speed history?
No.
No drug history, alcohol, anything like that?
No.
Never had any head injuries?
No.
And no learning disabilities growing up, any of that sort of thing?
I'm sorry?
No learning disabilities or anything like that growing up?
No.
Anything, anything in your family that way, neurologically or otherwise?
No.
Why don't you take one of those memory courses?
Well, no, no, hang on.
Why not?
Usually, because these things usually end up actually not being memory problems.
What are they?
They end up being attentional problems.
Huh?
That's what I'm talking about. That people, as they get older, lose certain amount of strength in their ability to focus and retain and pay attention or keep their attentional focus.
A lot of people around me have that.
And whether it's because of a mood disturbance or because you're raising kids or you're depressed or... or just aging, or maybe you've always had an attention problem. But usually these things tend up being attentional rather than truly memory.
Can it be related to stress?
Absolutely. That's what I just finished saying.
But whatever you want to call it, it doesn't work.
Yeah, but it's not. But improving memory doesn't make this problem any better.
Well, maybe improving memory is improving attention. Whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? It's like. I don't know how those courses work. I've never taken one, but I'm saying if you start focusing on your memory or do whatever it takes to memorize things more clearly, more effectively, then maybe that will help your focus. I don't know what else to tell her. I mean, other than start focusing.
Well, first have a medical evaluation and see if it makes sure it's not a thyroid problem or something. Creating these attentional problems, make sure it's not a mood disturbance. She's talking about stress. She may be depressed. That may be the issue.
She's 26, said she was never much good
at it.
Two kids
at 26.
But she said it didn't just kick in. She said it's always been that way, hasn't she?
It's been bad since she's been on her own with kids.
Oh. Were you ever good? Did you ever have a good memory, Carrie?
Yeah, when I was younger, when I was in high school, I did.
All right. You're a good student.
And then I started college, and it seemed to be starting to decline then, but it wasn't real bad. And then now I'm noticing it because it's frustrating for my husband.
You may need to see a neurologist to have a neurologic evaluation. The only way to really assess these things is something called neuropsychological testing. But then, again, there may be sort of other things to be looked at anatomically and just in physical examination that might give some clues about what's going on.
Every time I hear one of those memory things, it always sounds good. I know you don't like them, but why not? You know, a thing where you go to a party, you meet 40 people, you remember all their names.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I sort of conveniently feel like, well, then you get to be one of those kind of people where the more memory you have, the less personality you have.
The more substance, yeah. And
less spontaneous,
and by the
whatever.
Way, you can put those courses with the vocabulary courses, too.
I know, but what's wrong with the vocabulary course?
If there's no substance, you don't know how to use the vocabulary, you know what I'm saying? If the thoughts aren't evolved.
Oh, true. You're so shishun.
I am the most June person I know. How dare you? You have the temerity to call me shishun?
Well, listen, all I'm saying is the idea of helping your memory, and you don't have to memorize 300 people in the studio audience, but I'm just saying, generally, I mean, I think you can help your memory by focusing just a little bit. I mean, think how many times you meet people, you don't even think about their name at all.
It's a discipline.
Yeah, you have to sort of, I mean, when we started doing this show, I should say when I started doing this show, You don't hear what the callers are saying for the first. It's been 9 years now, actually, since I've actually
heard
the question.
First eight.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. You don't naturally listen.
Okay.
People are saying their names. They're not. You have to sort of discipline yourself to do it.
All right. Good times.
She couldn't hurt.
Good times.
Focused on it.
Well, she needs an evaluation first.
Fine. I also believe, like we were talking about last night. With Buddhism, which is there's nothing magic about it. You just chant for something for an hour a day, and eventually you get it. It's not because Buddha dropped it off. It's because you focused on it. Knowing you have a memory problem, taking a course, reading a book, sort of focusing on it is obviously going to help.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Alicia.
Hi.
Hey, you're 17.
Yeah.
What's up?
I have a question about a female ejaculation.
Mm-hmm.
When I heard that when a female gets an orgasm, like it's kind of squirts.
Not necessarily. A small minority of women, sometimes it does.
Mm-hmm. I used to, though.
You
like
used
when
to
I would, I don't know, pleasure myself, like stuff would come out when I get an
orgasm. Okay. Well, that's some women sometimes.
Remember, you're out of fluid, like you know, wiper spray.
Mm-hmm. I can't use oil.
You need oil, but you also run out of like wiper spray.
Yeah, run out.
You got to top off every once in a while. Yeah.
But actually, my question is that, like, when my boyfriend tries to get me there, like, I feel like I'm having an orgasm because I kind of, like, quiver and twitch and everything. Like, mm-hmm. I'm getting it, but nothing's coming out, and he really wants to, like,
yeah, well, then forget
he wants to know.
That's fine.
All right, then don't have an orgasm for him.
Yeah.
Have it for me.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, let's follow
you.
Yeah, let this nonsense go. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got something to say about car oil. I just never have enough time.
Yeah. Here we go.
A great car oil story, Drew. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Well, that's the show. Well, what do you know? Jerry Manthe from Survivor in here tomorrow night. Dear friend. Well, not really. I didn't like her the first time, but I really do
ready
love
her
Survivor.
Break. Yeah, she was good this
She's
time.
She's a new woman.
Yeah.
All right, so until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Floridians are crazy. It seems Germans are too. When it comes to effed up BS, there's nothing they won't do. So ask away. It's time to play. Don't say I didn't warn ya. It's Adam Carolla's favorite game, Germany or Florida.
Whatever.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.